I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Brian, good morning. Overnight, Alireza Tung Siri, a top IRGC Navy commander, was killed in a targeted strike in the southern Iranian city of Bandar Abbas. Tung Siri was the man responsible for ordering the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. He's a man who was also sanctioned by the U.S. government in 2019. I'm told his senior operational leadership, including intelligence and operations chiefs, were at a covert naval command center, according to a senior Israeli official.
This is also significant news for our American partners as an expression of the IDF's assistance in reopening the Strait of Hormuz and this historic partnership between U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and between our two countries and our two armies.
So there we have the latest out of Iran. Israeli defense confiding, or rather I should say, commanding and directing attacks continuing going after Iran, and this time hitting the one of the top officials in charge of blocking the Strait of Hormuz. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu added to his statement, saying we're proud of the cooperation between us, Israel, and our ally, the U.S. They just took down another leader in Iran, decimating the Iranian command. There's a position open if you want to serve as naval commander in Iran. Anybody? Anybody? I don't think so. Of course, there will be some put in place either by choice or by direction and expect to find themselves at the receiving end of weapons from the U.S. and Israel. We are now seeing reports that Iran is proposing we will let some ships pass if they pay a big fee. That's not going to happen. And Trump has said, I'm prepared to unleash hell if Iran refuses to come to a deal. But getting a deal with Iran, there are a lot of sticking points to begin with. Who the hell are we supposed to be talking to? Word did come from the White House today that Trump will have his meeting with Chinese Premier Xi in Beijing on May 14th and 15th. So that meeting is back on schedule. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, for March 26, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We're going to make sure you're going to know more than you do right now after you finish this hour. Every hour, we bring you more and more information. I mentioned to you the other day that a listener said, I am amazed at how much you put out there every day. I know there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I told the listener, I truly appreciate you acknowledging that. But we don't mind the work as long as we can give you what we want to make sure is in front of you. USA, 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 right? In our next hour, a former attorney general says the Democrats are lying about the SAVE Act. We know they are. But this former attorney general says their actions are proving the Dems are racist. And this former attorney general is also with Project 21 and a black man who says the Dems are proving themselves racist by refusing to protect Save Our Votes and Integrity Act. You're going to hear from him in our next hour. And later in this hour, CEO Bill Walton on the Trump derangement syndrome. How it started, how it's escalated, and it's moved from political rhetoric to out-and-out hate, and that we know. But I want you to hear from Bill Walton, and how do we, if we ever can, turn it around? I still have so many people saying, Trump is nuts, he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, first of all, just compare his actions to what you saw with Biden. Is that not enough just on face value? No, no, if you've got Trump derangement syndrome, you've got worms in your brain, so you're never going to understand this one. And our story behind the story. How in the hell did we survive as kids growing up, considering all the dangers we put ourselves in? I will tell you, You need to praise God and his angels. And I look back over my life, and I don't know how many times I overworked his angels to protect me and my brother and all the rest of us as we were growing up. Some of the most stupid things we did. I'm probably going to name something you did. That's our story behind the story coming up later. Trump today, holding today a cabinet meeting, and he opened it with this remark.
This morning, I want to give an update on the Operation Epic Fury, which is an appropriate name because we are absolutely obliterating them. Over the past 3 weeks, we've been hitting Iran's military capabilities at a level that few people have ever seen before. People never knew there was such a capability. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world by far. I built it during my first administration, and I used it during my second administration. Unfortunately, because I'd rather not have to use it. But it's a display of force and precision and skill like nothing the world has really witnessed, although you get a pretty good witnessing of it in Venezuela also. And that was a smaller version of what we're doing now. We're crushing their missiles and drone stockpiles, destroying their defense industrial base. We've wiped out their Navy completely, their Air Force completely. We've wiped out a large percentage of their missiles. And the missile launchers, without the launchers, the missiles don't do any good. And we've knocked out probably close to 90% of the launchers.
And we basically have just completed day two of Trump's five-day postponement of strikes against the Iranian energy infrastructure. Now, we got those 5,000 Marines in place, 81st Airborne also being activated. And again, I do not want boots on the ground in Iran itself as an invasion force. But it seems more and more likely we're going to be going after Karg Island. That's one of the many, or I should say, out of three major depot areas bringing oil in or out of Iran and other goods. So it's very possible we might well do that. If that's a limited action to that extent, and it will be deadly, it's not going to be easy, we will have to have, apparently, boots on the ground. I'm looking for a way around it. I this time, I don't see it. Of course, I'm not privy to all the intel, nor should I be. But President Trump is. And yet he's still trying to negotiate a peace. He's trying to find a way to avoid harming innocent Iranians, in addition to those in the leadership positions and those simply following orders. And, of course, to make sure we protect American lives. He's still looking for it. But the problem we're having at this point, again, who are we supposed to be talking to?
One of the problems they do have when they deal with us is we deal with people and that people aren't able to communicate with anybody else. So, you know, because all of their leadership has been gone. The first level is gone and they met to pick a new level and they're gone. They're all gone. Yeah. Because they didn't make a deal, and because they're sick people. They're really sick. They're really sinister, sick people. And if anybody thinks it was okay to have a group of people like this to have nuclear capability, nuclear weapons, and if we didn't attack with the B-2 bombers, they would have had a nuclear weapon within 2 weeks of that, maybe 4 weeks. But between 2 and 4 weeks, they were planning to have a nuclear weapon. If we didn't hit them at that time with the B-2 bombers, and one of the great air raids in history, maybe the greatest.
And let me take a moment to remind you, so many have been saying, well, there's no imminent threat. What is an imminent threat? 2 to 4 weeks, 2 months, 6 months? I consider all that an imminent threat if they're in the process of doing it. I want you to contrast the leftist philosophy about, well, it's not an imminent threat, to how they were preaching and continue at the green God altar of how, oh, our world's environment's going to crush and we're all going to die. The world's going to overheat. Oh, maybe it's going to overcool. Remember all those? And they were talking about decades, which in some of their forecasts we've already passed and we're still here. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff addressing the president at the council meeting today, the cabinet meeting, I should say, on what we've been trying to do with Iran.
Throughout our meetings with the Iranians, we heard the following from them. The Iranians have the inalienable right to enrich. Then we heard they possessed enough 60% enriched material, 460 kilograms, to make 11 atomic bombs. Finally, we heard the following statement. They would not give up diplomatically what we could not win militarily. In other words, they were again miscalculating the success of Midnight Hammer, which was a total success. These are incontrovertible signs, among many other signs, sir, that their regime had not given their negotiating team authority to make a deal required by you.
And if they're not given the authority to make a deal, there will be no deal making. And other nations are also helping to bring this to some resolution. But who are you supposed to talk to as we continue decimating their command? White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt pointed out any violence beyond this point will be because the Iranian regime refused to understand they've already been defeated and refused to come to a deal. Period. In the meantime, Dems continue to gamble with our national security at our airports. They refuse funding for Homeland Security, which, of course, until they get a chance to destroy ICE as they want it, that affects you, the traveling public, and, of course, TSA workers.
According to you, the acting administrator of the TSA said the longer the shutdown continues, the more likely security will become compromised. It comes as workers continue without being paid. President Donald Trump is touting his plan to ease the pressure, deploying ICE officers to help TSA with crowd control and line management.
And they're doing such an unbelievable job at the airports.
But those officers are not replacing TSA screeners, and the president is floating another option.
We're going to send in the National Guard if we need to.
I caught up with Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, who says it's time to pay TSA workers.
We can do that while negotiating the sticking points around ICE.
On Capitol Hill, the acting TSA administrator painted a stark picture of what frontline workers are facing.
Some are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood and plasma, and taking on jobs, second jobs to make ends meet, all while being expected to perform at the highest level when in uniform.
Yep, they have to do the J-O-B, and that is make sure no contraband gets on any flight. And Georgia Senator Warnock suggesting something we've said repeatedly. Why aren't the Dems listening to the Georgia senator? And I'm going to have to applaud him for making that statement. That's right in the face of the Dems that won't budge at all. He says, let's resolve the TSA pay and get these people paid and support other Homeland Security issues and deal with ICE as a separate measure. That has been proposed over and over by the Trump administration, and the Dems just shove it aside. Now that it's coming from within their own ranks, will they possibly listen? Possibly? Mike Johnson, the Republican House Speaker, of course, says the demands from the Democrats continue.
This is not a game, but Democrats have shut down the exact law enforcement agencies that are responsible for apprehending and deporting criminal illegal aliens, just like this criminal here that took Sheridan's life. Congressional Democrats have held our airports, TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, so many critical functions of our government. We're talking about anti-bioterrorism matters and issues. You're talking about cybersecurity, all these things. They are holding the government hostage. Why? What is their demand? At the root of all this, they want to reopen the border and they want to protect criminal illegal aliens just like this murderer here. That is the modern Democrat Party. And they verify it for us with their actions every day. This is not talking points. These aren't political talking points. This is the facts. At the State of the Union, you remember, everybody knows, the president said, he asked a very simple question. Stand and applaud if you think the first job of the federal government is to protect American citizens over illegal aliens. Every single Democrat in the chamber sat on their hands.
Yep, they did. And there's another story today out of Sanctuary, New York City. An 83-year-old Air Force vet apparently shoved by an illegal alien on the subway tracks and was killed. How long do you want this to continue? And, of course, the traveling public being jammed up. But there are some areas where maybe it's moving a little bit better. Maybe because folks are saying, I just won't go fly, and they're dropping off flights. But here's a CNN report out of Houston Intercontinental.
When I tell you that lines are only an hour and a half to 2 hours long, that this is still, you know, rather dramatic. The lines going over here. But what is significant is that these were areas that were filled with people, even at the earliest this morning, spilling out into the street, going down underground. Remember, we've shown you here over the last few days that the line actually goes all the way down. And this is the makeshift lines they've had for people. And even it goes a floor below this as well. But right now, those are not filled. So that is the good news at this moment.
The good news at this moment. And are you aware that next week NASA is launching a major moon mission, a manned moon mission? With everything else that's been going on, it might have slipped by you. The NASA report on what's going to happen April 1.
April 1st, Artemis 2. It's going to be the most important human spaceflight mission in more than a half century. We're sending NASA astronauts and one Canadian Space Agency astronaut around the moon, farther into space than we've ever sent humans before, on a 10-day journey back safely here to Earth, which will set up for subsequent missions. We're going to be launching moon rockets in 2027. We're going to be launching again in 2028, where American astronauts will return to the surface. It's only a matter of time before NASA once again captivates the world's attention.
I'm excited about it. I kind of wish they'd chosen another date rather than April 1, April Fool's Day, because if something goes wrong, you know you're going to hear the left making an outcry. Artemis, by the way, is the Greek goddess, one of the Greek goddesses of the 12 Olympian goddesses. And that's where they found the name. And NASA has announced a couple of days ago plans to spend $20 billion over the next 7 years to put a moon base near the lunar South Pole to inhabit it. This is all pretty fascinating. So we'll be keeping a closer watch on that as we move into next week. Of course, thank goodness we don't have to worry about TSA agents needed to check our astronauts getting on board Artemis, do we? Coming up, CEO Bill Walton, host of his own radio program, talks about the Trump derangement syndrome, how it has absolutely veered off the tracks, and maybe no way to get it back on. And our story behind the story today, flashback to your childhood. How close did you come to death and got saved by God's angels? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Got me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. Let you want that Jimmy Star, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest is known as America's Renaissance CEO, former chair and CEO of a $10 billion New York Stock Exchange trading investment company, a film producer, also host of his own radio show, and I've got a lot to unpack with him. Bill Walton, welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks. Great being with you.
Well, I want to go down, and as I said, I've got a lot I want to cover with you. First of all, the Trump derangement syndrome, you're suggesting it has evolved from political rhetoric into what?
A strategic threat. I mean, I've lived in the D.C. area now for, I was just thinking about, almost 30 years, and before that I sat at the Pentagon. I've been around here almost 50 years, and this town is filled with people who don't want anything changed or their nest unfeathered. And, you know, what Trump has done now, you know, with everything else, and now with this strike against Iran, is he's shaken things up, and the establishment feels like the tectonic plates are shifting, and they're doing everything they can to make it seem like he's losing this war. And, you know, I wrote a piece, and part of it was they formed a coalition against victory. Well, and so it's okay if we're just talking about maybe political correctness, but when we're talking about national security, it's a complete, rises to a whole new level.
Yeah, you point out that basically you think Trump's vulgarity or whatever else they want to call it is really tied to a willingness, because he will act when others hesitate.
Well, yeah, and you look at his career coming up through Manhattan real estate, his reality TV show star. I mean, that was a big deal that people forget about. And you know, he's got a style of acting that shakes people up and puts them off guard, and he acts like it's chaotic. But under that chaos, he usually has a pretty good idea what he wants to accomplish. And, you know, he's doing that right now.
We're dealing with Iran. Trump says it is up to Iran to convince us, the USA, to end the war.
Well, I think Iran has been fighting with us for 47 years. I mean, the theocrats in Tehran have been, how many thousands of Americans have they killed?
Right.
The Beirut barracks, and, you know, I mean, all over the world, they've got a fatwa against, you know, every writer who writes against them, and they've been still saying death to America. And but here's the proof positive. They were claiming that they didn't have any sort of ballistic missile that could fire anything more than 2,200 miles. And the Foreign Defense Minister actually said, well, we didn't want to make people feel threatened. Then last week, 5 or 6 days ago, they launched a ballistic missile over 2,000 miles to the Indian Ocean, to the, I guess it's a UK-US Air Force base, Diego Garcia.
Right.
And if you turn those weapons around and point them in the other direction, you've got Paris. And you've got London.
And you can hit, I was going to say, how many capitals can you hit in Europe? London, Berlin?
I'm sure the mullahs have got a war board up there with it was Dr. Strangelove. They probably got some war room with all the European capitals marked as priority targets.
Trump said
they said they weren't. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Trump said just today at his cabinet meeting that we know that a lot of the Iranian weapons that we've taken out already and their missile launchers and so forth, they were already pre-locked on target. So some of these longer-range missiles that they've got, you're right, I think they're probably already locked in on them. It's just someone's got to give the go button or see what happens.
Well, absolutely. And, I wrote that piece about Trump's got a couple of things that he does very well. And one of them, he accepts and measures risk. And he will take action when almost nobody else does. And when you look at the risk here, the risk was really bigger in not doing anything, because they were pretending that they were, playing by the rules, doing this, and nobody quite believed it, but we didn't do anything. Every president since Reagan has said, we've got to stop this. We never did. And so the risk is, okay, Trump's launched this. We've decapitated the regime. It's going to be difficult. I'm sure he's not planning to take over Iran. He just wants to disable them so that they can't fight a war or develop nuclear weapons. And, so we've got some risk right now. It may not work perfectly. We may end up paying more for gasoline for a while. But my gosh, if he let this thing metastasize, I mean, God knows what they'd do.
I want to get into the economic side in a moment, but first, since we're talking about the troops we have sent, and I'm trying to tell folks, are saying, well, if we're in winning, why are we sending troops? I say, you're looking at showing force, massive show of force, 5,000 Marines, 81st Airborne, and it may well be aimed at Karg Island, one of their main Iranian oil infrastructures, to take that facility, not Iran, but just, again, cutting off some of that supply. Your thoughts?
Well, the Karg Island is the crown jewel of their petroleum export business. And, that also controls the Straits of Hormuz. And so whoever controls that has both the oil and the strategic location you need. And, that's not going to be done just in the air. And that whenever you take a small island like that, think about, what happened in the Pacific in World War II. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but it's nothing like thinking we're going to land, 500,000 troops to go kill Saddam Hussein. This is a totally different mission we might have. And it's, again, getting back to risk, if you do it, you win. And if you don't do it, you lose. And if we don't succeed in stopping Iran from doing what they planned on doing with their oil as a weapon, I think that both Russia and China are going to pay very close attention to that, and we've got a big problem.
All right, let's look at the money issue. Let me take a moment, the last couple of 3 minutes here, to talk about the money issue. The lives are the most important to us, obviously, especially U.S. lives.
Yep.
But we know the oil prices, gas prices are up. Some people were complaining. And they forget what our ancestors, the greatest generation, went through when we were fighting World War II, rationing. Even if you had the money, you could only buy so much fuel at a time. And we're a new report surfacing, mortgage rates rising the highest level in more 6 months. And again, as CNN reports, the Iran war is fueling economic uncertainty. You serving as a CEO of a $10 billion stock-traded company, your view of the economy going forward?
Well, I think the economy is if you want me to put my optimistic hat on, I think that what's happening with artificial intelligence and productivity improvements, we're going to see really significant economic growth. So big picture, the economy ought to be growing. Small picture, a lot of people's lives are going to be disrupted by this technology, and it's going to be, we're going to have to manage that care flood. But in terms of things like oil, we consume 20 billion barrels, I think, a day or a year. I can't remember the number, right? But we also produce that amount. So this is not 1979, where we're going to see, inability to fuel our own automobiles. Oh. It just might get more expensive. But, you step back, the greatest generation. I see this as a test of the American character. And the thing that I don't think Donald has done very well is I don't think he's been able to frame it or articulate it in a way that gets people to understand what it is he's doing.
And is that because
is that because they're
just so incensed at him anyway? Whatever he says, they're going to twist and turn. And the legacy media is helping.
Well, that's true. But I think everybody in MAGA, I just read, Karl Rove, of all people, just wrote that MAGA is entirely with Trump on this. And I guess I'd be considering myself MAGA. He hasn't lost many people, the core supporters. But it's, one of the things he does that doesn't help is that he not only sees himself as president and CEO or leader or whatever, but he also sees himself as a pundit. It's all that time in media and doing op-eds and things like that. So you sometimes find him in these press conferences saying things about what he's doing, just sort of thinking out loud about what the possibilities are. And that doesn't help him. I mean, but I don't know who else. I worked for him in the 2016 presidential transition, and, he's not a guy you tell what to do.
Bill Walden sums it all up. I want to thank you again for your time today, sir.
All right. Great. Thanks for having me on, and let's hope we win.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to win, and we will have you back in the future, sir.
Okay, great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Bill Walden, America's Renaissance CEO. And he's right. I mean, so much of this Trump derangement syndrome has people locked down on every little utterance he makes. And I do not apologize and accept for everything Trump does. I have made that very clear to you. I'm not a Trump forever without question. But what we're doing now, Iran and the mullahs have been at war against the U.S. and the world for 47 years. All this time developing weapons to wipe us out. Pray for the men and women who will be on these lines if we had to make moves. And again, I'm against boots on the ground, but it may come to that for Karg Island. Coming up, the story behind the story. How did you live to be this age when considering what you did as a kid?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Pine finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are ours.
The happy days, and you look back over your childhood, you can remember a lot of happy days, I hope. I truly pray that you had some happy days, and obviously some sad days, but you also had some very daring days where you really, in some cases, without thinking, and I mean really without thinking, put your life in danger, or others in danger. Kids were doing some stupid things. I know, I was one, and I'm willing to bet so were you. We look back at them now and you think, how did we reach this age considering what we were doing? And long before bicycle helmets, my God, we were racing around on bicycles, doing all kinds of things. If we fell off, you tore your head up, so be it. Or we're riding in the back of a pick-em-up truck, bouncing up and down hills while Granddad or someone else was driving, and we're bouncing around in the back bed until one of us might fall out on the pavement. Just think of the things you did as a kid growing up. And that applies to girls, too. Girls would get involved in climbing trees just as much as boys. See how high you can get without falling. And unfortunately, yes, there were some tragedies. You cannot dismiss that. But for the most of us, you look back over it, you have to ask, how did I survive childhood? I give all the praise to God and overworking his angels. I'm telling you, he probably saved me from one thing, then had to rush angels back to do it again. Probably wondering, when are you going to learn, kid? I remember my brother and some others, we built bike ramps. Now, this is not like bike ramps you see now with these cyclists spinning off 60, 80 feet in the air and doing numerous flips and coming back down. We built it where we might shoot off maybe 6 feet in the air, and that was daring. That was daring in our view. And we'd do it over and over again and land hopefully correctly, sometimes not. And we had the big Husky-style American-made bikes, heavy. I mean, we had to power them up to get them up the ramp as fast as we could. And they came down pretty hard and fast as well. I remember one kid showed up one day with an English Schwinn bike. We'd never seen one before. I had to use both hands to lift my bike. His, I could use one hand and lift it. It was that lightweight, the tire so thin. He took his off the ramp, jumped off, and it flipped upside down on him. He landed on his back. Well, shake it off, do it again. And this time he came down on the front wheel and it was so flimsy and thin, it bent it and warped it, not to be used again. I know his butt got tan when he got home with that damaged wheel because that was a very expensive bicycle at that time. And you'll remember sidewalk skates. I'm not talking about rollerblades. And I'm not talking about skateboards. We didn't have those then. If we did, we'd been doing the same stupid stuff. Of course, now kids that do it often are wearing pads, smart, for knees or elbows and for the head. We didn't. And remember those sidewalk skates? You just put them on over your tennis shoe and you clamp them down or any other shoe you had. And sometimes they just come off while you're racing around because you didn't tighten it enough. You had to have a skateboard key. Do you remember those? And you had to use them properly. Now, some of you listening, I know you're a little younger than me, not by much, but a little younger. And you think you had to have a key to use a skate? You weren't turning anything on. You had to use it to tighten the skate compressed area around your shoe. And hopefully it would hold. I remember a couple of times, yeah, it held, but the shoe came off. Skinned up my knees and legs, right back at it 2 days later. And then there was BB guns. Now, we didn't have any lawn darts at the time I was growing up, but if we'd had them, we'd probably done the same stupid stuff. But with BB guns, I mean, I got a Ryder BB gun for Christmas. I couldn't wait to go out and start shooting things. Do not shoot windows. And I didn't want to shoot to kill birds, but I would sometimes shoot near them just to see how good I was. I do remember one time I hit a bird and it fell over and I just ran away. I don't know if I killed it or not. I had a friend who told me that when he was growing up, he and his brother got their sister put on the heaviest coat she had and then to walk between one side of the house to the other and a fence. And they gave her a football helmet, and they would fire at her with the BB guns. She's got this padded coat on. And they were at least smart enough to put something around her head, which, in effect, basically helped protect her eyes as well. That was stupid. It was stupid, but that's the way kids were then. And firecrackers. I do know, and I met some adults that lost fingers because of their stupidity with firecrackers. And one of the biggest at that time was a cherry bomb. How many remember the cherry bomb? The cherry bomb basically was one of the things you really liked to play with to the extent that you just dared yourself. You'd light it and hold it and try to throw it. Not smart. It had a pretty explosive content, 18 to 24 grams of flash powder. 18 to 24, do you know what a quarter stick of dynamite is? That's normally 25 to 30 grams of flash powder. And a quarter stick means it could be 60 times more powerful than a standard firecracker. But a cherry bomb was very close to that quarter stick of dynamite. And of course, some of the stupid things we did, put them inside glass jars, mason jars. Good thing we didn't get ourselves pierced with glass. And then I remember one time I was setting one on a... let me just stop and think. Should I say this? Well, it's history. You wouldn't know about it unless I said it, but... All right, I started down the road. Here we go. I'm lighting a cherry bomb on a gas meter. I've lit it, or preparing to, on a gas meter. Now, I should correct that. Not the gas meter, but the gas regulator. And all of a sudden, I got grabbed by the back of my neck and thrown aside. My dad saw it, and he probably saved my life. I don't know what would have happened if it had gone off on that gas device. But I do know this. I learned you're not going to do that again, are you? And, of course, then he took all of our fireworks away from us, even the ones that were not that dangerous. But we'd already tested, and we'd tested God's ability to get angels to us to protect us despite our stupidity. And there were other times angels had to rush to our side to keep us alive and unharmed. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
End of the story behind the story.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. I'm ready to race to you. These days are all.
Yeah, there were a lot of happy days in our childhood and dangerous days, but we didn't see the danger. And therefore, we went ahead and did it. For instance, tight walking. Now, not on a wire, because none of the kids I knew were adapted doing that. But what we would do is walk the bar that connected the seesaws. Walk from one end to the other. There might be six seesaws all set up on this bar. You're just simply trying to walk from one side to the other without falling off. Now, at that time, I was tall enough I could actually just throw my leg over and straddle the bar and still be standing. My brother, 3 years younger, not as tall and at more risk. And so he's walking it, trying to show that he's just as brave as I am, and he slips. Oof. He straddles that concrete, I should say, that metal pole, and is yelling and crying. And when he fell out to the side and where he was grabbing himself, oh, I ran to get Mama. And he didn't want her touching or looking. He did not want her looking at what he had hurt. I really didn't have any recognition at that time of what might have been hurt, but looking back, I could have probably asked or even feared, will you ever have children? He did. Ended up having two boys. So again, the angels came in. And then there were the things you played with out in the yard sometimes, and I mean scorpions. Yeah, we'd get scorpions, try to catch them in a mason jar, and if you didn't take good care, they'd get out and that stinger would hit you. And sometimes we'd get them and tarantulas and throw them in the same jar and see who would come out. And there was also picking up rattlesnakes. Yep. Did do that. And again, thank goodness my dad never saw me. And to be honest, I never picked one up. I would act like it. I'd try, but I just didn't have the courage. I knew a couple of kids that would. They could distract the rattler with one hand and grab it by the neck. And I couldn't. I do recall one time seeing a big fat rattler up under a mesquite bush. Now, in West Texas, if you're looking for trees, you're not going to see them. You'll see a lot of mesquite bushes. They produce a mesquite bean, which is long, cylindrical, and I have no idea what use it would be for anyone other than providing cover for some animals, as it was in this case for a big snake. So I'm out at one of Dad's oil wells while he's up on the derrick, or rather the rig, working. And I take my BB gun and I start hunting around the area, and I found this big rattler. And I'm firing pellets away. The BB pellets didn't seem to even bother the snake. So I kept getting closer and closer. And now it is beginning to get a little ticked off, and the rattlers begin to sing out. And I just kept edging closer. Somewhere up in heaven, God recognized you better get an angel down there for that boy in a hurry. In this case, the angel was, once again, my dad. my dad again grabbing me by the back of the neck. You know, I think back about how many times I got grabbed up like that. I'm surprised I'm not all stretched out and deformed. But I'm alive. And he was trying to keep me alive. But he grabbed me up and pulled me back. And those rattlers, even though they're coiled, when they do spring, they can stretch out several feet depending on their size. You might think you're at a safe distance. You might find out you're not. But there was something else a lot of us probably did. And I'm willing to bet you did as well. And in today's environment, with all the concerns around us, aside from the fireworks, aside from skateboarding or whatever the kids do now, which is very hazardous in some cases, but at least they're smart enough to wear protection when we didn't. And aside from trying to pick up snakes or scorpions, there was something else a lot of us did. And it's the kind of thing that somebody with the Centers for Disease Control would probably call out and say, "You're endangering your life, kid." We were still doing it. You know what it was? It often happened for me in a hot summer day in Texas. That's redundant. A hot summer day in Texas. Every summer day in Texas is hot. But we'd be playing and would take our break to go get water from the garden hose. And the dog would be there too, so we'd let the dog drink out of the water hose, and then we would. And then give more to the dog, and we'd do it, we'd drink out of it again. All day long. That's the way kids were hydrating themselves. No power aids, anything like that. Water from the hose. And boy, did it taste great. I have no idea what kind of contamination we probably picked up. We might have actually immunized ourselves against who knows what other kind of diseases were out there. And when we got done with the water hose, we just shut off the water and throw the hose back down in the mud or wherever it was. And the dog would be over there licking on it again. Kids. A gift from God, but he sure has to work overtime to protect them. And once you become a parent, you truly realize the value. And thank God for that. The story behind the story. Recollecting those memories. Another story behind the story for you tomorrow. And our second hour is still to come. Please stick around and remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.